All right. Thank you very much to Rush for another edition of Around the Town Sounds. The time is 6:02. Really, Rush? Come on. Kind of putting us on the spot there. You're listening to KOOP, Hornsby Austin. Mascot Wedding Show is coming up right after Brendan Benson. Coming up next. Like right now. Okay. The time is 6:06 in the p.m. You are still listening to KOOP. Hornsby Austin 91.7 on your FM dial or online worldwide at KOOP.org. This is the Mascot Wedding Show, radio's hour of unspeakable power. My name is David Hotta.
And my name is Mac Blake. This is the show where we open the phone lines to the community. Anytime you want to call in and be a part of today's conversation, please do. The phone number is 472-5667. 472-KOOP. OP. Anything said on this show is just the opinion of the person that said it, nobody else. Just got a text from Mr. David McQuarrie. Funny guy, David McQuarrie, says he's listening to the show. He made the right decision.
That's right. And you can make the right decision, too, if you're listening to this. Continue to listen to it.
Plus, there's a new way to get in touch with us during the show. What is that, David?
That is, we are on the Twitter now. If you go to twitter.com, you know how to do this now. We're at Mascot Wedding, so we will be keeping an eye on that feed throughout the show. If you have any feedback, questions, comments, let us know. That's the easiest way to do it. That's fun stuff for everybody. Speaking of fun stuff for everybody, we just heard Brendan Benson from his album The Alternative to Love. My goodness, I can't forget the. That was Feel Like Myself, because I plan to. What? I'm already off to a bad start. And right out of the gate, hold on. We have a phone call. KOP, you're on the air.
Hey, still not following me on Twitter?
I'm sorry, we were just talking about Twitter. What's this?
Do you not know who this is?
Wait a second. You called in last week. What's your name again?
It's Kevin Matthews.
Kevin Matthews, right. And you're calling because I'm not following you on Twitter.
Yeah.
That's right.
We talked about it last week. I called in, and I'm calling in again because you're still not following me.
Yeah, you talked about it a lot. What was your stupid name again? What was that handle?
Ape Matthews, 1984.
That's right, Ape Matthews, 1984.
Like, well, Dave Matthews.
Right, except with...
Like 1984, it's like that Apple commercial.
Which was based on the book by George Orwell. Yes, we know.
There's a book? What?
All right, enough of this. This is well-trod territory.
Look, I'm doing you a favor, okay? If you follow my Twitter account, that means you don't have to check all my other accounts.
Okay. Look,
Look. Every time I update anything else, I just post it on Twitter. You really should. You're doing yourself a favor.
Okay. So let me get this straight here. So you're doing me a favor if I follow you on Twitter.
Yeah. You don't have to check my lookbook.
Lookbook.
Every time I upload a new look.
I don't even get that. What?
Lookbook.new.
Okay. That's. I'm probably
going to upload some cool looks.
All right. I'm probably too old for that, I guess, as you would say.
Look, and every time I upload a new remix to SoundCloud, you'll hear about it on my Twitter.
Oh, so you do remixes too? Well, that's at least
remixes. Yeah, mashups.
Okay, well, anything I might have heard of? Anything? Anything good?
I mashed up all of Dookie with all of the theme songs from the Disney Afternoon.
So the Green Day album Dookie.
Yeah.
You did a mashup with Disney Afternoon theme songs.
Yeah. Remember Tailspin?
Yeah, I remember Tailspin.
Get it in a minute. You spin it.
Yeah, I remember that.
Look, I got some really tight looks I'm working on, lookbook. You probably want to check them out, okay?
I don't even... Okay. No, I don't care. I couldn't care less about...
You don't care what the future of fashion looks like?
Oh, if this is about fashion, then please go on about your looks that you're working on.
Yeah. I'm wearing this thing right now. It's called G-neck t-shirt. Only me and two Italian guys have them right now.
Hold on. Let me make sure I heard that right. A G-neck.
Yeah.
So not a V-neck.
No, it's in the shape of a G.
And this is the collar of your shirt is in the shape of a G.
Yeah.
Wow, that sounds awful.
It's hard to keep on.
Yeah, I can imagine. It's sort of flopping around like a G.
My arm kind of falls out of part of the G.
Oh, wow. The arm is involved. Okay. Well, you know what? I kind of might have to check this stupid look out then.
Looks amazing. You're stupid.
Well, all right. We're not going to do that. So, okay. So you're taking pictures of you in your G-neck T-shirt.
Yeah. I'm about to update right now because my jumper that I'm wearing is really cool.
Hang on. Your what?
My jumper.
Am I saying that? Jumper?
Yeah.
What is
it? It's a romper made out of jeans.
All right. I should have seen that one coming.
It's like a one-piece thing, like a... Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Like a jumper made of jeans. Or a romper,
no,
I'm sorry.
Like a romper.
Sorry.
Yeah.
My apologies.
Get the jeans out of your ears, buddy.
Thank you. Again, still, this isn't enough for me to care. I apologize. Best of luck to you.
Look.
Yes?
You're going to be the last one to know when I get a cool update to one of my tattoos.
Oh, this I have to. How many tattoos are you rocking right now?
I got two.
Two, okay.
Yeah, but I just added to one of them. I got this awesome tattoo of Tony the Tiger.
Uh-huh.
And now he's got like a word bubble above his head with some Japanese characters.
Oh, Japanese. What is he saying?
Well, it's in Japanese.
So you don't know what he's saying in Japanese?
Oh, I know what he's saying. He's saying, Omar coming.
Which is a quote from the TV show The Wire.
Oh, I'm surprised you knew that, Grandpa.
Well, we talk about The Wire a lot on this show. It's great.
Yeah.
So Tony,
you're gonna follow me on Twitter now, aren't you?
No, I'm still not. This is not. I couldn't care less about your dumb Wire Tony the Tiger tattoo your looks.
I followed you. You better follow me. Look, make me look bad if you don't.
That's not how it works. That's an arbitrary rule that you made up.
Oh, my God. I can't believe I wasted my one call from rehab this week on you.
Hang on. Whoa. So, I'm sorry. You're in rehab right now.
Yeah, we're only allowed one call a week, and I wasted a call on your stupid program.
Wow. If you don't mind me asking, I mean, we are on the air, and you are making this public. I mean, why are you in rehab right now?
Well, I partied a little too hard during South by Southwest.
Sure.
I have this drink I like to drink.
Okay.
It's called Golden Slopes.
Golden Slopes.
Yeah. First, you take a Sparks or like a Four Loko or something.
Okay.
Yeah, and you drink that, and then after you down it, like you chug it really fast.
Right.
Then I go skiing.
Which is code for
I hit some fresh powder.
Right. You do lines of cocaine.
Yeah, you said it, buddy. Not me, but yeah.
So the Golden Slopes is Sparks or a Four Loko.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. One of those things.
And lines of cocaine.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, about Sparks and Four Loko, those are two of the worst beverages in the history of adulthood. Do you actually like that stuff? Do you actually like what you're doing to your body or just ingesting?
Come on, man. They're funny.
Right. I mean, but they're not.
They're like, you know, it's like, look, I'm drinking Sparks. Get it? Huh. Get it, Grandpa? Huh.
I don't get it. That's not funny. That's not a joke. You're just doing horrible. You're just drinking horrible stuff. Why don't you drink good stuff instead?
Because it's funny to drink one of those things.
Right. It's funny. My apologies. Well, you know, to each his own. I guess it's. Well, I'm glad you're getting help. I'm glad you're in rehab. I'm glad you're taking care of your body. Yeah. So good
yeah,
for you.
I know. It's something I do every year. You know, I go drink South by and I go hard.
Uh-huh.
And I update my Twitter account constantly, which you wouldn't have known if you didn't follow me, because you're a jerk. And then afterwards, you know, I go to rehab every month, for a month, every year. It's great.
Wait a second. So you go to rehab every year?
Yeah, just to, you know, detox, unwind.
But that's not how rehab really works. It's sort of...
It works great.
No. Rehab is there...
Yes.
Right. Let me explain. Rehab is there to keep you, to prevent you from falling back into the patterns of addiction. And it sounds like you're sort of misusing rehab.
Yeah, they talk to me about that kind of stuff. And I just turn whatever podcast I'm listening to way up, and you know I can't hear them anymore.
Okay, so you drown them out, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay, so well, at least you know, I guess a small victory is that. So you're listening to our podcast when you're in rehab.
Anyway.
All right, never mind. Okay, well, so you don't, I guess, listen to the show. I'm not gonna... Wait a second, I've got a question for you, if you don't mind me asking.
Ask away. Is it about my Twitter handle? Because you should follow me.
No, it's not. How can you afford rehab? Like,
oh, well, Dadsy pays for it.
Dadsy pays for it.
Yeah, Mumsy and Dadsy.
So your parents, let me get this straight, your parents pay for you to go to rehab every year?
Yeah, and my trust fund.
Oh, of course. Of course you have a trust fund. Of course, I should have.
I could pretty much just live off the interest. It's great.
All right. So you, and which is, I'm assuming, is what you do, because it doesn't sound like, do you even have a job? Do you work?
Yeah, I have a job.
I'm sorry.
Old man.
Oh, okay. All right. What
I have an Etsy store.
You have an Etsy store for a living.
Yeah, and it's a great store.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I sell these T-shirts that have pictures of rappers and cheeseburgers on them.
So you have pictures of cheeseburger wrappers on there?
No, no, rappers.
Oh, like rap artists.
Yeah, like I got one picture of like Biggie Smalls,
uh-huh.
And next to it is a burger that someone got Biggie sized.
Wow, wow, that sounds awesome.
Yeah, and my store is a one-for-one store.
I don't know what that means.
So anytime anyone buys a shirt from my Etsy store, the same shirt gets sent to a kid in a third world country.
Oh, well, that's I can't really be mad about that.
Yeah, so there's a lot of kids walking around right here now in like Ethiopia or one of those places.
Okay, one of those places.
And he's got like a really cool Kanye shirt.
Okay, now I can kind
of next to like a cheeseburger.
Okay, now I'm very mad about that. So instead of sending kids in Ethiopia or other impoverished nations, instead of sending them cheeseburgers, you'll send them a T-shirt of someone with a cheeseburger.
One for one. It's one for one.
All right. Well, look, you're not helping life very much, and you're kind of a jerk, and I don't really like you very much.
Oh, well, you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna tell my Twitter followers and to rise up against you.
Oh, see to it that you do, please.
Yeah. You probably are going to not be living anymore.
Wow, I don't think you have that kind of pull. Oh, and I believe he hung up on us. All right, off and running. So let's mark the time on that one. 6:18, David gets a death threat. And I'm a little flustered by that. I won't lie to you. So I'll tell you what, let's just take a real quick break. Let's go Royal Bangs on this one from their Flux Outside album. This is Fate Obelisk 2. More Mascot Wedding Show after this.
Back with the Mascot Wedding Show. I'm Mac Blake.
I'm David Hotta.
And we just heard the Royal Bangs off of their new album Flux Outside. That was Faint Obelisk 2.
Yes.
Those dudes played on Letterman last night.
Last night, that's right.
Yeah. I watched a clip of it today and I was very proud.
Oh, good, good.
Not that I had one thing to do with their success. Maybe pride's not the right word. I was happy for them.
Oh, sure.
I was like, look at it. Look at those boys. They're doing it.
Pride's the right word. You know, you're proud of them and also proud of yourself, because it's like, oh, I like this thing, and now people are starting to get to see this good thing.
Maybe.
Yes, yes.
I'll say this. I'm listening to a new album. I really like it.
Uh-huh.
And I go through this album sort of cycle.
Sure.
So I get the new album, right? Mm-hmm. And I listen in. And the first patch I hit is I go, this doesn't sound exactly like their last album. What?
Right.
It's like every new album from a group I like, I expect it to be just like 12 tracks they left off the last one.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
It's like this is that, you know, like if you put it in and CD player reads track 13.
Yeah, it's like a direct continuation. It's like the Quantum of Solace of albums.
Yes.
Where it just picks up right afterwards.
Which, by the way, thanks for the heads up, guys.
What do you mean?
Quantum of Solace?
Yeah.
That movie?
Yeah.
I had no idea it picked up right after Casino Royale.
Yeah, exactly.
I think they expected everyone who saw that movie, it's like, okay, so when you buy a ticket, you have to watch Casino Royale immediately before leaving for the theater to go see Quantum of Solace.
I'm surprised they didn't do like double bills in theaters.
Yeah, they really should have. There was a lot of secondary characters. It's like, I don't remember. If his name's not James Bond, I don't know. I don't know who he is. Or Ava Green.
Yes.
Marah. But when I went to go buy this album, and yeah, I bought the album.
Good for you.
Okay, I didn't steal it off the internet.
Yeah.
I like these dudes. Yeah. And yeah, this bragging was going to continue.
No, please. We've got
time. I went to Waterloo.
Oh.
To buy it. And there's a lot of people there, you know, because it's a Tuesday, it's an album day.
Right.
And, you know, as I was walking in, I was like, geez, I wonder what new albums all these people are buying. And it became very clear, very quick. Everyone else there was there to get the Los Lonely Boys album.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Which makes me think again, really, Austin?
Yeah, I find myself hesitant to talk about that, but who cares?
There's the Austin that I know, and then there's Austin that people know.
There was the joke I had in my head the other day that I was too proud of myself, and it was maybe Los Lonely Boys wouldn't be so lonely if they made better music.
Zing.
Yay. But people like it. I'm not going to get on people for liking what they like, even though it sounds like music that plays in a hotel lobby.
Oh, speaking of Los Lonely Boys, though, and I don't think they can be blamed for this.
Okay.
Because it's their Wikipedia entry.
Which you know by heart, of course.
I did a Google search on them right before coming over the show.
You're like, Patton, you got to read the book?
Yep. Got to know my... I don't know if they're calling my enemies. Los Lonely Boys are a rock band from San Angelo, Texas. They play a style of music they call Texican rock and roll, quote unquote.
Yeah.
Combining elements of rock and roll, blues, soul, country, and Tejano. So you mean rock and roll.
Right.
We play a style of music and combines rock, blues, soul, country, and Tejano. We call it rock.
Can I tell you something? I commend you for toning down that that whatever dialect you were about to do.
I wasn't doing any dialects.
I saw immediately where it was going, and then he was like, I'll just say this like a person.
When I read that out loud, when I read that the first time, I said what I just said out loud, but it contained profanity in it.
Oh, sure.
And so when I said that, I was like, oh, better bottle that up for the show.
Well, you know, maybe take solace in the fact that maybe they do edit their own Wikipedia page.
I will take solace in that. That will be a good thing. Yes. Hey, so we never get anything cool sent to us.
No, never.
Because keep in mind, we're a really awesome show. I don't know if you guys know that.
Oh, yeah. Three years strong and counting.
Anybody listening right now, you're welcome because we're doing it.
Yeah. And the coolest people tell you that they're cool and we're cool.
Yes. Speaking of people that do that.
Yeah.
God, I really hate Charlie Sheen more than ever.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's a thing we like to do on the show. We were actually joking about it. You know, like, oh, it's winning time.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah. We talk about how it's big hands on the W.
Right. Of course.
I said that to somebody the other day. I was at an open mic and someone was about to go on. I was like, hey, you're doing it. It's winning time. And I was like, ugh. They're going to think that's a lame Charlie Sheen reference.
Right, exactly. Yeah, he ruined this nice thing that we like.
Yeah, and I know we talked about it before on the show, but this is the first time I actually tried to say it.
Uh-huh.
And felt really stupid for saying it.
Yeah, doesn't it feel awful now?
So thanks a lot, you monster.
Yeah, we got to think of something new to celebrate our triumph. You know what? He ruined something of ours. I'm going to ruin something of his. I'm going to... make a lot more Coke and devalue it.
Oh, what?
Yeah, that's right. Wait, that's
wait,
the exact...
Wait, let's make it cheaper for him to get.
Ah, crap.
Ah, you screwed up. Yeah, so no one sends us anything cool.
Mm-hmm.
You don't think we like new records? I got to go buy them myself.
Yeah, exactly.
I would love to get review copies of things.
Yeah.
And review them. Yes, is this me shilling for free stuff? Of course it is. Of course it is.
Yeah.
Look, I'll be honest with you. Right now, I'm addicted to the Zico coconut water.
Right?
Yeah. Dear Zico Corporation, it's an open letter. That's going to go show open letter.
Here we go.
Dear Zico Corporation. Hi, my name is Mac Blake. I'm on a community radio show and in Austin, Texas. And we're not allowed to have corporate sponsors, but I will go ahead and break that law crazy style if you send me tons and tons of your free coconut water. Verbal signature, Mac Blake.
Oh, well, now it's bound to
happen. Yep, now it's bound to happen. Although I will say this about them, they're a little pricey.
Uh-huh.
And I wish that they cost a little less. But then on the bottle, it says like, you know, I think the slogan is something like, we went up the tree and got the coconut for you. And it's like, geez, I get it.
Yeah.
Enough. Can't we grow these in a lab already? Picking it fresh is pricey.
There's got to be an easier way to get water.
I know, from coconuts. Get it together, Zico Corporation.
Yeah.
Look at that. You think I was praising them? But then I damned them.
Well, thank God.
All right, my point, which is now miles away, I will try to return to it.
Sure.
So last week, we finally got something.
Oh, yes. Yes,
somebody
we did.
Finally sent us something that they wanted to us to read. It was a book.
Oh, yes.
And I guess I had the author come on the air and talk about it with us.
Yeah.
And the book, of course, was on royal weddings.
Yes, yes.
Because they thought that our show is about weddings.
Sure, why not?
It's called Mascot Wedding, yeah. And I guess you can look at that word wedding and think it's about weddings. That's not crazy.
Yeah.
But you have to ignore that word mascot.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, people who do like Google searches, they don't anticipate the other words that go with the words they're looking for.
I guess good job for them for daring to dream.
Sure.
They must have typed in like wedding shows.
Yeah.
Or wedding radio.
Wedding media something.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Into Google. How do you say that?
Goog.
Yeah, Google. That how you say it?
Yeah. Goog. Well, I am also Scandinavian.
Is it so the L silent?
This is a weird revelation right now. It's Google.
So Google?
Google.
Is that with an umlaut?
It's with an L.
That'll never catch on. Good luck, Google Corporation.
Well, I'm sorry.
Well, I still use Dogpile. That for me is the is that still around?
Well, once they shut down Webcrawler with the delightful spider.
Loved Webcrawler.
Man.
When someone asked me to look something up, I go, I gotta ask my buddy Jeeves. Excuse me, I have to send the Lycos dog after it. Rough, rough.
Can we really just have like a Crisis of the Infinite Earths where we just take all the search engines that are still out there and just eliminate like five or six of them? Just be like, look, let's never refer to this ever again.
Can we bring them back though when it's convenient?
Oh, of course.
The comic book joke.
Yes.
But here's the dilemma we're presented with.
Right.
We could either take this Royal Weddings book and try and sell it to Half Price Books, or we could, under false pretenses, tell this person we'd love to interview them and call them, have them call on the show and make fun of them.
Yeah. And we don't want to color your judgment one way or the other.
If you want us to do the latter, call in and make a case for it.
Yeah.
KOOP, you're on the air.
Yeah, hey, the Daily Juice on Barton Springs Road will crack open 10 coconuts for you if you plug us.
Oh, well.
Yeah. Wait, who's this?
It's a juice bar here in Austin.
Well, no. Who is this? Who are we speaking to right now?
This is a manager.
What's your name, manager?
I'm Manager Matt.
All right. Well, hi, Manager Matt. Welcome to
Manager Matt. You're at Daily Juice?
Yeah, Daily Juice right now.
And you'll crack open 10 coconuts for us?
We didn't go up the tree for them, but we've got them fresh and they're unopened. And if you'll plug our corporation.
We will
crack them open and put them in cups for you.
I don't think I'm actually allowed to plug things.
Yeah, exactly.
But you know what, Matt? Between me and you, I think you just kind of did.
Can I plug?
I think you did, buddy. Yeah. I think you did a good job of it.
Should I plug away?
No, I think that was enough.
Okay, we'll stop there then.
Okay, yes. But I appreciate the call and thanks for listening.
Yes, thank you, Matt.
I love your show.
All right, thanks.
Aww, I love you too, Manager Matt.
All right. Bye.
All right, bye.
Not just in a friendly way. What?
I hate that the fact that I couldn't think on my feet because that got real. I wasn't expecting someone to call in.
Hold on. Bring. What's that? Oh, our show's fired? Because now we're just soliciting free stuff?
Hi, I'm Phil Knight from Nike. I know you guys love delicious shoes. Delicious shoes? Sure, why not? Have some shoes on us.
There's going to be like, dead air for a second. And then it'll be like, hi, I'm Kim McCarson, president of Co-op. The previous show, Mascot Wedding, has been canceled.
Yes.
Because all they were doing was asking for free stuff. And plugging businesses.
Which was never our intent. Anyway, going back to this.
Well.
That was low on the list.
Yeah.
If I was making... I was about to make another Old Dogs reference. Sorry. Going back to this...
In all honesty, though,
yeah.
can I be honest with you? I have a Daily Juice frequent customer card in my wallet right now. That's all I'm going to say. The fix is in. What are some more local businesses that might want to give us free stuff?
Can we do?
I wish there was a good comic book store in town.
Can we change the disclaimer at the beginning of the show? The opinions expressed by Mac do not reflect David at all. Can we do that?
I wish there was a good place to buy quality HD TVs in this town, but no one will give me one for free. Shut up, David. Someone's going to call.
So you guys know how I've been without an automobile for a long time. Well, I'm in the market for an automobile, and for my money, there's no one better than...
Then
this next, could be you.
This next call.
Right, exactly.
That's not how co-op works.
Of course not.
We're like you. Yeah. We know that's the thing. That's what keeps us honest here.
Yeah.
You must be like, oh, those crazy DJ guys. They must live the life.
Yeah.
Getting invited to all these awesome shows for free and... All the swag record companies love to send. We get nothing.
Yeah, excellent. Yeah.
Nothing. We are like you. I had to buy my music.
Right, exactly. You think next time I go to the Daily Juice, you think Manager Matt's going to slip me one of those delicious paninis, let's say? No. I got to pay for it like a grown-up. That's what we do here at Co-op. Pay for stuff.
What if I want a 5-day cleanse? I'd have to pay for it myself.
What are you talking about?
I think that's something they have.
Oh, I thought this was another tangent entirely.
Nope.
Speaking of five-day cleanse, so they finally busted Midnight Rodeo or Midnight Cowboy?
Oh, my God. Friend of the show and a member of the co-op softball team, ace photographer Maddie Wright.
Yes.
Tweeted about this. Is that how you found out about it?
Yes, that's okay. That's the first I heard about it, yeah.
Yeah, so downtown, and have we talked about this on the show before?
Never.
Not Midnight Cowboy. But anyway, we'll just go for it.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
But yeah, well, here, you set it up. You brought it up.
So there is a massage parlor on 6th Street. There has been for years and years, as long as I've been here, and apparently beyond. They finally got busted on suspicion of prostitution, yes?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, which is funny because this year is 2011, and I moved here in 98. I knew from 1998 and day three that I was here that there was something going on in this weird, tiny, dark massage parlor on 6th Street that has a gate on the door and no one really goes in or out of. Why did it take them so long?
You know, it's kind of like that Willie Nelson thing.
Okay. Yeah.
And he recently got busted for having some weed in his bus. And as the story goes, I don't know where I heard this from. Maybe it was you. Where'd you hear this from? The cops let him destroy?
Oh, I heard this from you.
Oh, okay. Well, I heard it from somebody else. So I don't know if this part is true. Mm-hmm. Disclaimer that he had enough for felony possession, but supposedly they let him destroy some of it or something.
Allegedly. Let's say.
But what really is happening is part of his punishment or whatever is he has to go to court and sing a song.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I didn't know this part.
Yeah. And it really is like, we're kind of like shrugging our shoulders like, oh, Willie will be Willie. Boys will be boys.
Right.
We don't really care about enforcing the laws. Mm-hmm. And, I don't have an opinion about that. But I do think it's kind of funny. It's sort of, I guess it's just not, they're not really concerned with it, which is, because if you look at like the escorts thing on Craigslist.
Right.
That was a very public news story when that got taken down. Excuse me, not public, but high profile.
Yeah.
My question is, what were those on there to begin with?
Yeah. If you're going to let those on there, do you really not know what they are? Or are you just going to do it with a wink and a nod and see how long you can take this?
And look, I'm not saying that the police department, this should be their number one concern.
Of course.
But it obviously wasn't because they had numbers, phone numbers or whatever, and at least an email address because you got to reply.
Yeah.
Listening to these things, you can get in touch with these people and probably arrest them pretty quick.
Yeah. It really should go one of two ways. Like, the thing that surprised me most of all was that it got busted. Because if you go 25 years in, you either bust it the day it opens or you never bust it.
That's what I was getting at.
Yeah.
Is why now?
Right, exactly.
What happened?
Did
some out-of-towner who really was, like, on 6th Street, like, super drunk and like, I did too many egg bombs. Like, oh, my back's killing me. I'm going to go get a nice oriental massage.
Midnight Cowboy. I believe that used to be an X-rated movie about a man who moved to the city to become a stud. What a weird name for a nice massage parlor.
Anyway, it is midnight and I fancy myself a cowboy. Time for a massage.
A cowboy of leisure.
Yep. And then go there and be like, what?
Hey, you get that out of your hand. That's mine. And then run out.
By the way, we got a tweet from Hip Hop Hooray.
Sure.
Which I guess is Leah Manor saying, nice daily juice dance. Look, just for the record, we will not be accepting anything for free.
Of course
from
not.
From Daily Juice.
Yes.
Yes.
And
but look, if a local business wants to call in and say their name on air, I can't stop them.
Right, exactly.
I guess I could stop them.
That's not what we use the dump button for. We use it for Barnacle Talk.
And then Katie Vitale from Issues for Your Tissues, show used to be on here, says, get your music for free at the library. Library doesn't have everything.
Yeah, exactly. You think I'm going there? The new Obits record dropped this week. You think I'm going there? No.
Wait, what do you think it's going to give me music faster? You think I'm going to get in the library and be like, hey, library, when's that new Royal Banks coming out?
Yeah. I'm not camping out in front of the downtown branch waiting for the new Pains of Peeing Pure at Heart.
We don't tell you how to get your... Why are we going after Katie?
I have no idea.
She's
nice.
It's
actually a very nice... It's a great suggestion,
She's
actually.
Just trying to help out.
Yes.
I think we're afraid... We're terrified of looking stupid. I think we're mortified of it. Oh, by the way, folks.
Yes.
We forgot to mention this. We just got a confirmation. I don't want to say who... But a very famous college basketball personality is going to call in.
In
a few minutes.
Yeah, I mean, if you are fans or followers of the show, you know what time of year this is, and we should be expecting a call. Well, we finally got a confirmation. It's been there's been some miscommunications for the past few weeks.
Yeah,
but, yeah.
We've been trying to get him. Oh, maybe this is him. Let's see here. KOP, you're on the air.
Hey, I got a question. What did the Midnight Cowboy get busted for?
Oh, now you're going to put me on the spot. I'm not going to say officially. I've got Statboy on it right now, but it was suspicion of there was some prostitutional goings on in there.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that kind of goes without saying. Years and years and years ago, I took a friend of mine down.
Please keep the story clean, please.
No, it'll be clean. He was in the mood for love or whatever.
Sure.
Or whatever.
He had me drop him off down there and said, I'm going to go to the Midnight Cowboy. And when he got back in, I went and picked him up like not even 10 minutes later. And he never talked about what happened.
Wow. How long ago was this?
Oh, man. It was like 1992, 93.
Are you still in contact with this friend?
No.
Oh.
No.
Because of that?
I don't know where he is.
Was that the sort of moment where it's like, we can't be friends now. I have to go away very far.
No, I didn't press the subject.
Well, good for you. Yeah, that's a good friend right there.
Well, if you don't want to talk about it, that's obviously something awkward's going on. So yeah.
Sure.
But no.
Awkward's a good way of putting it.
What's your name, caller?
My name's Daryl.
Oh, thanks, Daryl.
Thanks for calling in, Daryl.
Right on.
All right. Bye.
I have the report here from myfoxaustin.com.
Oh, sure. A plug-in again.
Which, by the way, this is hilarious. Because anytime there's a police report of sexual activity, I don't know why, it's inherently funny.
Yes.
She allegedly took the officer to another room where a woman was sitting on a sofa. When the officer made more insinuations about sex, Rogers told the officer to give the money to the woman on the sofa. The mm-hmm. woman allegedly showed the officer her breast and placed one of the officer's hand on her breast, etc. But yes, it was a prostitution ring, is what it says.
Okay. Here's my
surprising no one.
Here's my question now. Yeah. Since we are sort of curious as to what spurred this on,
mm-hmm.
Is it one of those things where the officer, and I don't know the name, so I'm not trying to besmirch whoever it was, went in there of his own volition, somebody saw him going in, and he said, hey, you're all under arrest. I'm cracking this case.
Let me see. Maybe they have the officer's name in here.
That's all right. We don't need to do that.
Wait, are you kidding me?
What's this?
Chief Spelchnik.
Get out of town.
Yeah, it says right there, Officer Chief of Police, Sunken Valley, Leo Spelchnik. It's not even his jurisdiction.
It's not even his jurisdiction. Yeah, what is he doing busting an Austin ring?
That's weird.
Methinks the pieces are starting to fall into place.
Yeah, that's interesting.
That is odd to say the least.
Well, tell you what, let's take a break.
Yeah, let's take a break. That was a fun segment. let's set me up.
Oh, yeah, you're set up. That's right.
Yeah. Let's go with Chain in the Gang. From their Music's Not For Everyone album, This Is Not Enough, more Mascot Wedding Show after this.
That's really true.
If you feel like you're not good enough, then you're probably not.
Oh, we are back. We just heard a hot song from Chain in the Gang. And I believe this is our awesome caller calling it right now. Let's check it out. KOOP, you're on the air.
Hey, Tim, it's Dickie. Go ahead and put me on the air.
You're on the air right now. Is this Dick Vitale?
Yeah, that's right, baby.
Oh, my God. Hey, Dick,
Where's call screener Tim?
That's right. Call screener Tim, he was... he transferred you over because it's time for the interview.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, baby. Yeah. All right. Are you? Who's this? This is Mac and David.
This is Mac. I should just say for our listeners, this man to some people is the voice of college basketball.
Oh, come on, baby.
This is Dick Vitale. Dick, thanks for coming on the show. I mean, we've been trying to get you on for 3 weeks. We were thrilled that you called us in the past, and I'd like to also thank, Sharon, your agent now, for setting this up as well.
Oh, Sharon, she's doing a good job, and I'm sorry, Mac. Well, 1,000 apologies. I've had a rough couple of weeks, but I am ready to be on the show right now. Let me just, let me get my notes together. Hold on.
Okay. It's funny because I know around this time, it's not unusual to find you in Austin.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I've been busy with the games right now. Let's talk about basketball. Let's see what we got here. 44-43 right now. It's a tight game. Wow, really? Butler and Virginia Commonwealth? Really? They're playing?
You were surprised that they...
Hang on a second. Who else is... Okay, Connecticut and Kentucky in the second game. That's more like it. Powerhouse matchup.
You didn't know who was playing?
Hold on. Really? Butler?
Well, no, I mean, they made it in... hold on.
I'm going over my bracket. I'm trying to see where it all went wrong, baby.
Excuse me, Mr. Vitale. I don't mean to... I don't want to be rude, but it's weird that it sounds like you didn't know that those teams were playing.
This is no, I knew, but it's just a surprise for everybody. Butler being eighth seed, really? Virginia Commonwealth 11. They played the play-in game, baby.
Yeah, they did. This sounds like it's news to you, but that's not right. I'm sorry,
Mac.
Yeah.
I want to level with you. You've been great to me for years and years.
a few.
We go all the way back. You remember the first time I called?
I did, yeah. I remember, you know, in the previous times you called, it was surprising because you talked about, you know, how excited you were for South by Southwest, which I didn't know you were such a big music fan. And
yeah,
I thought that was
great
because, I mean, if there's a town that loves both music and college sports, it's definitely this one.
Yeah, I've been kind of embarrassed to call in for the past few weeks. I apologize to you, Mac. It's not personal.
Embarrassed? I mean, Sharon said that you were, you know, busy. You had a lot of, you know, covering the tournament. You had a lot of work to do.
Sharon, she's a good egg. I'm not going to lie to you, but she's doing the Lord's work covering for me. Mac.
Why would, yeah?
I was in Austin. I was in Austin for South by, baby. Of course I was.
Oh, there we go. Awesome.
Oh, are you kidding me? I had my itinerary all planned out and everything.
That's great. Who did you see anything cool?
Mac.
Yeah?
I feel like I need to take it down a little bit to talk honest with you.
Of course. You could be honest with me.
I got kicked out of Austin, baby.
What?
Are you kidding me? I was ready to do a showcase with my band.
Huh, you got kicked. Wait, you have a band?
Yeah, I got a band, baby. This was gonna be our time.
Oh, you're gonna play a show? What's the name of your band?
Are you kidding me? Under the Hot Lights, doing a little Hollywood razzle dazzle, doing it for all the people at Matador, doing it for all the people out in the red. Are you kidding me? Marge is gonna be there.
So you're hoping to get signed, is what it sounds like.
I was hoping to get signed. This was my year to break through, baby.
Wow, well what's the name of your band?
It's Dickie V and the Lights Out. We were going to be great.
Oh, okay. All right, cool.
That's what we do. We shoot the lights out whenever we play.
Awesome. What do you guys sound like?
Oh, jeez. We sort of sound like Who's Gadu. We sort of take that Minneapolis mid-80s sort of post-punk vibe going.
Oh, that sounds really cool.
Pretty great. Are you kidding me?
Are you... I mean, if it's Dickie V and the Lights Out, I assume you're the front man of the band.
Yeah, you kidding me? Me on vocals and bass, holding down the sun stick, boom, 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 hitting those lows, baby!
Wow, that sounds great. I didn't even know. Why didn't you tell me, Dick? I mean, Mr. Vitale?
I was going to do it in studio, but things sort of fell apart sometime around the first day of the music festival.
Yeah, you said you got kicked out of, I mean, like, could you explain that?
Mac.
Yes.
I lost my Austin privileges.
What?
I am no longer allowed in the city of Austin, baby.
Wow. By who? Who told
let
you that?
Let me start from the start, baby.
Okay, sure. Floor is yours.
All right. Our showcase was supposed to be Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday at the Parlor. But
wait, the
Thursday. Yeah.
The pizza place.
Thursday. I was gonna go see some day shows. All right.
Okay.
I had one day show in particular. Brooklyn Vegan was doing a showcase at Barbarella. All the people with their screaming females, baby. Peyton the Pirate, Shannon the Clans. You can't deny that lineup, baby.
It's a pretty strong lineup.
Pretty strong lineup. So I'm standing in line, waiting to get in. Did you do any many day shows, Mac?
I did a bunch of day shows, actually, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. How were the lines? Are you kidding me?
Some of them were pretty bad. Some were okay.
Oh, my God. The calluses and the corns and the hammer toes on the feet. Oh, it was too much for me, baby.
That's okay. That sounds...
But I persevered, or at least I tried to.
Wait, I'm sorry. You tried to what? I couldn't quite hear that.
I tried to persevere through the lines.
Oh, okay.
I was right there near the front of the door, baby.
Sure.
Then who should cut in front of us?
I don't know.
Kurt Vile, baby!
Oh, wow, Kurt Vile. That must have been, that's cool.
Yeah, Kurt Vile cut in front of us. I thought that was great. I thought it was an honor to see a show with the one and only Kurt Vile.
That is pretty cool.
But then here's what happened. I was with a friend of mine who did not take too kindly to someone cutting in front of us.
Who are you talking about? Wait, so remember your band?
A member of my band and also one of my closest and dearest friends. Robert Montgomery Knight.
Wait, hold on a second. Bobby Knight?
Yeah.
Bobby Knight is in your band?
Yeah, that's right.
That's a wow. Wow.
He's lead act, baby.
He plays guitar?
He plays guitar.
Whoa. Wow. Bobby Knight? The ESPN announcer, former famous coach.
Legendary basketball coach. Are you kidding me? Undefeated season, baby. 86.
Oh, wait. So what you're saying, I mean, that kind of makes sense. He's a hothead. There's no getting around it.
Yeah, that's right. But he uses that passion on his guitar like nobody's business.
So what happened between him and Kurt Vile?
Mac.
Yeah?
He dumped a milkshake on Kurt Vile's head.
Oh, my gosh.
He was drinking a milkshake. He was having a good time. They got the right amount of strawberry. They got the right amount of bananas. And then he dumped it all over Kurt Vile's head, baby.
Oh, what happened after that? Yeah, I mean, that doesn't surprise me. Coming from
yeah,
Bobby Knight.
Are you kidding me? Kurt Vile smashed Bobby Knight over the head with his guitar case.
Oh, my gosh. Is he okay?
And then all S-Hit broke loose. It was all over the place. We spread all the way through Red River, through 7th Street, through 6th Street. It was an all-out brawl, baby!
Oh, wow. You know, I heard about that. I just heard that there was a big fight. Yeah, no, wow. You started that?
Yeah. Our fight was worse than the Death from Above reunion. You know what I'm talking about, baby, which I also missed because I was kicked out of Austin by that time.
So, again, the police department? Is that who you're referring to?
Yeah, the police department, the city of Austin. The city of Austin proclaimed I cannot come back.
Wow, oh my gosh, that is, that's an insane story. Well, I mean, are you okay? Is Bobby Knight okay? I mean, he's an older guy. I mean, I know he's, no disrespect, he's kind of crazy, but I hope...
Bobby's a human wrecking ball, baby. His bones get stronger every time he breaks them. He can pound through a wall, baby.
I don't think that's true after a certain point, but okay, well, I'm glad he's not hurt.
Yeah, I'm just a little worried about the band. You know, this was our chance.
Yeah. I mean, well, you know what? There's always next year.
Yeah, maybe. I guess I'll come back with my acoustic folk set.
You could, invitation's open. If you ever want to play in Co-op Studios, we'd love to have you.
Really, Mac Blake? Are you kidding me?
It would be my pleasure, sir.
I'll bring my other band, the Diaper Dandies. Look, I gotta go. I know you're at the top of the hour.
Oh, yeah. Well, hey, can I get a Final Four pick from you real quick? Who do you think is going to win it all?
Who do I like? Who do I like? I like Butler, baby. Are you kidding me?
All right, there we go.
Yeah.
Great, awesome.
All right, I got to go. I'll see you later, baby.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Wow. Wow, everyone. Dick Vitale. He had a band with Bobby Knight? That is amazing. That is crazy. Wow. Well, thanks a lot for calling in, if you're still listening or something. We got to go. We got to make room for the Clear Spot coming up next. Thanks again to Dick Vitale. Hey, folks, we're online, mascotwedding.com. We're also on iTunes and other fun stuff. And now we're going to close out the show with the Generationals. This is 10, 2010, off of their album Actor Caster. Stay tuned for the Clear Spot coming up next. Goodbye, David.
Goodbye, Nick.
Goodbye, Austin. Bee-boo-boo-boo-bop.